Well, howdy there, y'all. We're talking about Red Dead Redemption. this is Rockstar's, you know, very first Wild West game. Maybe not their first. I mean, obviously we have Red Dead 2, which I feel different about. But yeah, this is the Wild West game where Rockstar wanted to make the GTA of the old world. And I find this is such an interesting thing for them to do. But also the fact that it actually works, and it works really well. And I think the part of that is the story itself and the absolute charisma of John Marston, the main character of the game. It's really, really, really nice, really great. So in Red Dead, you play a cowboy, John Marston, who essentially, gets caught up, used to be in a gang, rather, and now the gang is kind of springing its head and causing trouble around these parts. And basically, as John, you need to go on a series of missions helping out, the local, law enforcement and other kind of allegiances, and basically just have a Wild West game. I love the aesthetic of this game, specifically the actual menu and interface for the weapon wheel. Everything has this stark black and red tint to it. Every time you pause the game, it almost paints a picture for you, which I think is really, really cool. Even the game is very simple. You can do a lot of things with it. For example, you can lasso guys, tie them to horses, carry them around. You can kick people out of buildings and stuff. You got your different types of revolvers, of which there are like almost 8 different types, and a couple different rifles. You have a prototype sniper rifle in this game. You got sticks of dynamite you can throw about. And, even though it's a big, empty, wild wasteland, there's lots of different ways to interact with it, from wagons and horses and whatever. And as far as cowboy games go, this is the cowboy game. Rockstar made not only a fun, interesting story, but a great world to mess around with. And even the dialogue, some of the lines of this game, you have a good game when you can recite a lot of the lines of dialogue from it. And I have to mention really quickly, even the DLC is some of my favorite DLC of all time. The Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare is almost, should be mandatory. It has this whole AU thing where they just immediately off the bat, John Marston's family gets turned into zombies and there's nothing he can do about it. But there's even this really touching moment at the beginning where he's listening to his son talk and the audio goes out because he's just more interested in seeing his son talk about his passions. And it's actually a nice family scene out of all the things in this game. And so basically that whole DLC is, you have all the characters show up, but they're either totally crazy about the zombies or their, personalities are changed, but it's some of the funniest dialogue I've ever seen. For example, the insane gravedigger is completely unfazed by all the zombies, and because he spends all his time around dead bodies anyway, they think he's a zombie too, and just absolutely crazy and / funny things. Undead Nightmare is absolutely the best thing ever. And, usually you expect, all and it was culturally interesting at the time, too, because all these zombie games were coming out. And, of course, they're all in modern day. It was like, how are you going to deal with zombies in the Wild West when you don't even have automatic weapons? It's ridiculous. And so there's just so many levels of hilarity in there. But the Undead Nightmare is like a must play. It is so funny and so much fun. I just have to mention that right out the gate. Aside from that, though, the main story is also quite interesting, and how it unfolds. You go across the southern U.S. A little thing in Mexico. It's very obvious that a lot of the Rockstar staff are love movies, and a lot of these scenes are inspired by, of course, westerns, and they've kind of seen all of them or have had to seen all of them in order to make a game like this, which is again really fun, really optimistic. And what I love is that John Marston, he's trying to do the right thing. He's trying to be a straight shooter, but, the world just ain't so, friend. And you've got to find a way to make it work. Another cool thing about this game is there are a lot of different kinds of outfits you can get. Some of them increase things like gambling or sharpshooting. You have a special action called Deadeye, And that allows you essentially to slow down time, mark a bunch of targets, and then when you let go, you blast them. Even though it takes a couple shots to like take down a guy, there's something incredibly satisfying about blasting someone with like a single shot revolver, like 8 times in like the head at close range. It's a lot of fun. It's very cool. Yeah, I don't really think I need to sell or talk about this game simply because it is the Western shootout game. This is the game that everyone loves and talks about when they talk about the Wild West games. There's really not much else to say. Like this is it. If you're gonna play a Western cowboy game, this is the one. And there's been a couple of them called Call of Juarez and Red Dead Revolver, which I believe this game is based on. I'm actually not sure what the history of that game is, if that was also made by Rockstar, but I get the impression that it was. And so other things like lever action rifles and stuff like that, shotguns obviously. I think what also makes this game stand out is the soundtrack. There are some places in this game where the OST goes really, really hard for like a little like when you first cross into Mexico, it plays this one thing called like the Fence of the Dead or something, and it is really interesting composition. So I mean I don't know what else to say. Another thing that's really great is the hunting mechanic in this game. Basically you can, you know, find animals, shoot them, skin them alive, and then you sell those pellets. If you're really low on ammo, that's what you can do. Or really low on cash, rather, that's what you can do. Also, I found that even a subsection of this game, I found an incredibly, incredibly addicting that was poker and gambling and Texas Hold'ems. Oh man, I really, really, really got addicted to the gambling in this game. Like, that's just how good and realistic it was. What I also love about this game is that the drunk mechanic is very simple. You can have a bunch of shots of whiskey or tequila, and after your fourth shot, you are absolutely done. If you try to walk around, you stumble around the bar, you can't even use the A button properly, and the game is somewhat responsive, but it completely goes, you know, head over ass, and it's very funny. I think it's done really well. Again, the design of the costumes are all really good, all the things, different things you can wear as John. Again, John himself is just the perfect cowboy. I don't even know. Besides, like, Clint Eastwood playing his classic roles, John is, like, a close second right there. There's something, and I think it's about, you know, the grit of his voice, the way he talks. You know, it's just the fact that he sounds like he spent his whole life yelling at cows or something. His voice and his personality is great, too, because he's obviously a rough guy. He's been in a gang, but now he's, like, he's at a point now where he literally wants to be the good guy. He wants to try to do the right thing, even though it's harder. And, you know, he chose, you know, the girl, basically, you know, of the gang, kind of left the game with the girl and, like, got out of the whole crime and violence. But crime and violence comes and finds him, of course. This is a great game. You know, when this game was coming out, I thought, oh, okay, Rockstar's doing like a generic cowboy game, whatever. We'll see what it is. You know, there's going to probably be a million cowboy games in the future, but honestly, I don't think they're going to be better than this one. This is the game. Like, this is the cornerstone, really, and it's done so well and so entertaining that I definitely put a lot of hours into this one. It was very, very fun. Speaking of that, I think we should might as well talk about, you know, the rest of it. So the way this game ends, and I'm not sure if this is a huge spoiler or not, but I'm just going to say it anyway because it really needs to be addressed, is the one point of this game is that basically the reason it's called Red Dead Redemption is by the end of the game, John essentially gets ratted out. And basically, you know, he has to have his wife and his son kind of escape basically from the bandits who came back. And you have this final standoff where you have you walk out this bar and then you basically have this final shootout where no matter how much dead eye you have, you can't take out the whole gang. And John ends up getting killed. And so, like, that's kind of near the very end of the game. And your last mission is that suddenly you play as Jack Marston, his son. And you have one mission left where you find the guy who killed him and you kill him in cold blood. And that's how you redeem yourself, apparently. It's a Red Dead Redemption. And the big issue with that is, I mean, I think that scene is amazing. It's absolute kino, the way John goes out. When it was happening, I thought, I was actually in disbelief and shock. It's like, they're not going to kill off the main character of this game, like of this whole series, in the same game he appeared, right? And that's precisely what happens. And it's just, it's shocking to see it, because you're like, no, he's going to dodge the bullets or get up or something. But no, it just ends. And the main issue with that, I mean, it's a great ending, but the main issue is that now, if you want to do all the side quests and do hunting or whatever, you now have to play as John Marston. And you know what? It's such an interesting thing, because I thought, well, the main character you play as, if they're not have a lot of voice dialogue, if they don't have a lot of story, it shouldn't matter. But playing as Jack, his son, is just not fun. It doesn't have the roughness. He doesn't have the charisma. He doesn't have the voice lines wherein you're in battle, and he has a different outfit and everything, and it feels wrong. It feels wrong. It does not feel as good. It does not feel nearly as epic or interesting. And I just, well, I don't know. I look at that and I shake my head, and I actually can't play the game anymore. It's really hard. It's like when you want to go back and do all the side quests. Yeah, I did them, but I did them as Jack. And maybe that's why also I love the DLC, because you got to play as John Marston again. But I've never experienced that in a game where they kill off the main character, replace him for the end game, and that new character, just for whatever reason, is not good enough. I don't know. Like, what if you had Travis Touchdown get replaced with his brother Henry or something? I mean, it'd still be cool, but I don't know. It's such a weird, bold decision. I really have to respect them for doing it, and it's really, really cool. Again, none of these places, are named after real, towns in the U.S. You have one called Armadillo and Blackwater, and then a bunch of Mexican ones that aren't supposed to resemble an exact place. So it's a very general kind of thing. What's also cool about this game, there's a lot of different horses you can get, obviously, that have different stats and whatnot. You also, when you're done the game, you can get things like wanted posters and take out bounties. They'll put a little marker on your map. You can go out there and see if you can take the guy out, dead or alive, as they say. And if you want to bring him back alive, you got to get up close and lasso him. And so obviously that's a lot harder, tie him up. Again, this game has a great cast of characters, but they really shine in Undead Nightmare. Like, they are not only a better developed and a lot more fun, but they are very, very, very entertaining. But it's funny, the basic structure of the game is very similar to GTA. I believe GTA 4 came out, before this one. And so it's very similar to that. You go through a story, you'll come to a new area, you'll meet a contact. That contact will send you out on some initial missions that you have to do around that, around that area. They get you introduced to the culture of that place, and then you do 4 or 5 or 6 missions, and then suddenly you move on to the next area, and then the story overall evolves, and you do the next thing. And yeah, even though it's an open world game and there's a lot of things to do in it, it's not too open world that, you totally get lost, and there's still things to kind of interact with. I mean, a lot of it is really, a lot of it is really kind of empty. I mean, there are other stagecoaches and bandits and, animals to get, but, for the most part, if you've already been in the game, if you've done the story, there's not a lot of, motivation to keep you going through it. It's something that I really feel I should replay just to get John's personality out of it, which is just absolutely great. I should also mention, I believe this game also had a multiplayer component. I don't think I ever actually played it, but it looked like it looked similar to GTA Online. So I was like, okay, I know pretty much what that is. And even less items, I don't think it'd be very entertaining. But yeah, no, this game has a lot of longevity. This is the cowboy game, which brings me to, I think, maybe the controversial topic that I must implore upon ye. That of Red Dead Redemption 2, which I'm going to talk about here because I have no desire to review that game, because I'm not going to beat it. I played the initial part of it, and I remember I initially got it on, for really cheap, new, for like $20 or something, like really, really, really cheap. But yeah, Red Dead 2. I remember Red Dead 2 being, in recent memory, the most heavily advertised video game that I have ever seen recently. Of course, I remember back in 2007, everything was going crazy, but like a game that was everywhere and on everyone's minds, like Red Dead 2, that hadn't happened for a while. And so when we got down and I finally, you know, played it, I just did not care. I mean, the biggest fumble from a storytelling perspective, and I understand why they did this, that they wanted to conceal the open world, or you know, for the initial part, for the tutorial area, so you get to learn the mechanics and whatnot. But it railroads you into like a series of story missions where you have no idea where you are on the map, really. And when it opens up, it was like, you know, it was 1875 and there was a blizzard and we were low on fuel. And it's just the weirdest intro where it feels like the opening to a book where you have a bunch of women and children in the blizzard. And this is, so the whole thing, this is John's old gang that ends up betraying him. And you know, you're playing it And like, you know, they portray them as, oh, we need to protect the women, the children, of course, and whatnot. And of course, there's other more evil bandits and a gang that end up killing, you know, this local family. And so you got to, you know, realize that and you got to take them out and get their supplies. And, you know, the one thing I'll say is that, wow, I mean, the snow, the graphics, like Red Dead 2 might be one of the best looking games of all time. I'll give it that. But on the back end, I just have to say it right out. That game is boring. I don't know how or why. Maybe it's a story. Maybe it's Arthur Morgan. I mean, I kind of like Arthur. He's just not as interesting or charismatic as John. And it's very, very obvious because John is in this game in the first few missions. In like mission two, he goes missing and you say you have to go find John. And he's like on a mountain almost dying. And you got to get him and bring him back. And the second he shows up on screen and the second he opens his mouth, he's like, oh, maybe I just had nostalgia for the old one, or, you know, maybe it's something else. But no, John as a character is immediately likable. Arthur's kind of a dumb thug in that respect, where he kind of goes along with whatever Dutch says. And, you know, that's kind of fine and funny, I guess. But it's not... He's not a super interesting character, I would say. I mean, he's very reliable and straightforward and whatnot. I don't know how to say it. I mean, it's a character I want to like, but I find him to be so boring. Like, I find GTA has this issue where it's like, how much character do we give our main characters so that the main guy can, you know, the main player can fill that character's shoes without them being too alienated, thinking, oh, this is a different guy. But I think they're at this point now where they kind of want to make a character like John Marston that has that kind of staying power, if you will. And Arthur just didn't do it for me. He was just kind of, you know, I mean, he was reliable, straightforward, a little dumb, frankly. And I kind of, you know, enjoyed him for his, like, direct upfront honesty, but... You know, I just didn't find anything else interesting in the game. And I just thought the main thing that occurred to me is just, you know, how detailed the weather, the weather system was, the lanterns, everything. The fact that you could, you know, kill people in certain ways and has like pretty much realistic, you know, looking damage. The fact that you could take the saddle off your horse and, you know, put provisions in it. It felt more like a simulation than a game. And the main problem or point there is that basically as a storytelling, you know, mechanic or perspective, you know, the entertainment factor is just really lacking. You know, when you're making something, you can't make it too realistic. And that's exactly the big problem, is that they made it way, way too realistic. And, it just wasn't fun. It was very kind of contrived. I don't know what else to put it as. And I remember I played the intro tutorials and I finally got to the open world and I, you know, went to, I believe, Blackwater, the local town. And I just thought, okay, well, I could keep doing the main story, I guess, but I just don't want to. And, you know, again, everything was really impressive. Like, the game was very realistic and, you know, everything in it was, you know, super detailed and everything. But, you know, the characters didn't really seem all too interesting to me. And, yeah, I just put it down and said, I'm just not going to play this. I don't know. It was a very weird experience. I was expecting, okay, I'm going to buy this game. I'm going to pop it in. I'm going to put in the hours. I'm going to put in the time. And from playing it for a couple hours, I didn't dislike it. I just thought it's boring. And that was just more shocking than it being bad. The fact that you made something, you know, that's multi-million dollar product that's just boring is just, I don't know, shocking to me. Yeah, anyway, it's a great game. John Marston is a great classic character. Love him to death. The sequel just missed for me entirely. I just felt no compulsion to play it whatsoever. It just, and, you know, the marketing of it was everywhere, and I just felt nothing. I didn't even dislike, I just felt nothing. It was so, so weird. But in any case, yeah, that's Red Dead, and I love it dearly. It's a great game. You should still definitely play it. And, yeah, I'll see you guys later.